Stereo 101. We interrupt this broadcast for a quick report from Cape Canaveral. We have the latest on the, of course, on the space shuttle, and they're down there trying to fire that sucker up right now. Let's cut away right now at Cape Canaveral, Florida. Not this time.
Williams Pump is proud to present for three big nights the Chicago Blues' Big Walter Horton.
Come in and see us. We're the kind of dealer you'll be glad to know. Aren't you glad we told you?
Stereo 101, 738 right now, and I was going to tell you about the St. Paul Police Department. They're asking for some stuff about home burglaries, but somebody stole a card here. Ah, there it is. The St. Paul Police Department is asking for citizen participation in their aggressive plan to reduce home burglaries. If you'd like to know about more about Counterforce, boy, that sounds so heavy, just give us a call here at the Twin Cities Rockin' Best, Stereo 101. And in our continuing saga of attempting to bring you the most important information here possible on the radio, I'm sure you might have heard a couple days ago I did my traffic report, which, of course, here is like, in this town, is like kind of a big yawn, you know? I mean, there's like two roads that slow down a little bit, but hey, coming from Chicago, I'm used to moving, 20, 30 feet every half hour, you know? So I couldn't understand why all these people are doing that. So rather than doing just another dumb traffic report that you know what's going to sound like, we've decided to get Mr. Rogers to do a report on one area of the city, which is very important to the commerce, of course, of the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, all the suburbs. In fact, the city wouldn't be here if it weren't for the Mississippi River, right? So why shouldn't we do, we should give river traffic reports, right? Don't you think? Come on. So let's cut away now. We got Mr. Rogers is down on a barge somewhere between Minneapolis and St. Paul on the Mississippi River. And Mr. Rogers, are you there? You there?
Hi. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, isn't it? I want to tell you about all the nice things down here in the river today. Ooh, there's some little birds. Aren't they nice? Man, those are special birds. Ooh, I got some on me. Watch it, you little birds. I'm looking for some boats now down here for your river traffic report from 101. I pretend on TV like I don't like rock and roll, but I really do. It's a barge. Ooh, it's a big one, too. Ooh, what a big tugboat. Ooh, how nice. Ooh, that's a special boat, isn't it? Oh, look, some dead fish. Ooh, how nice. Well, Chris, that's the traffic report here from the Mississippi River. Have a nice day.
Slamming home the tunes. There's Zeppelin and Doucette. Mama let him play a little rock and roll. What do you think about that?
Not too bad.
Yeah, I know Brander likes this stuff. So our dust control engineer has entered the studio this morning. Wild Bill. Did they name those supermarkets after you, or is that...
I don't think so. <Maybe
you would. laughs> I bet you wish you would. They did, or something like that. Let's see. Oh, concert update for you here from 101. Also, I have the Cheap Trashy Showbiz Report coming up very shortly. Among other things, we have Marie Osmond in there, Mackenzie Phillips, Flip Wilson, and I guess I'll pass on Bobby Vinton. Concert update now for you from 101. Let's see. Rush at the Met Center, of course, July 2. Tickets by mail order, $9.75, $10.75 per ticket, self-addressed stamped envelope, or a self-abused stomped envelope, and $1 for handling. To Midwest Tickets, Box 3266, Traffic Station, Minneapolis, 55403. Still no news yet on Styx, who are supposedly coming to the Met Center in late June, early July. Ticket info soon on that, as soon as they decide to get it to us. As April Wine will be at the Orpheum on the 21st. Tickets are $8 and $9 at Donaldson's. If you need more information, call our concert line. It's open 24 hours a day at 739-2820. Hey, Wild. I was going to ask Wild if he's going to the Rush concert. You in here, Bill? Where'd you go? Well, he told me he was a big Rush fan. I know he loves him, so we can meet Bill there for sure. I may not show up, but Bill, he'll be there.
The man who holds you hostage.
No. Highway 152 and 77th Street North in Brooklyn Park.
Good morning, Phil. How are you? I know that's reminded me of your date last Saturday. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Weather for the city. Sunny today. Baseball opener today, of course, at the Met Center. Occasional clouds tonight. Slight chance of showers or thunderstorms. That figures. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Today's high 65. Tonight's low 40. And tomorrow's high 60. Right now in the cities, we've got 38 degrees. And it's time for the Cheap Trashy Showbiz Report. Well, in celebrity drug bust action today, this is like enough, you know, that you could go on every day with a celebrity drug bust. Well, John Phillips, of course, from the Mamas and the Papas, and the father of Mackenzie Phillips, he got sentenced yesterday, 30 days in jail and $15,000 fine in New York City for conspiring to, that's a lot of dough, man, for conspiring to distribute large amounts of prescription drugs. However, he could have gotten lambasted for 15 years, and that's pretty heavy. And Pat Cooper, the Ralph Nader of showbiz, feels that the entertainment scene must clean up its drug problem. And he actually mentions Mackenzie Phillips by name here. Also, Flip Wilson and Tony Orlando. Still no word on Father Guido Sarducci and Dawn, though. As for Orlando's drug problem, Cooper's convinced that it was absolutely nothing more than a publicity stunt. And then, after he got all the press, he turned around and raised his price. And Cooper has this to say about Flip Wilson's recent drug arrest. They grabbed him in Los Angeles for drugs. And then he comes over to the Sahara to play. If I were the owner of the Sahara, Flip Wilson would never have opened that night.
Well, Pat, speak out.
Close friends of Marie Osmond claim the talented lady, one of my favorite actresses, and I'm sure one of yours, has been suffering badly from nerves. Although she has signed a lucrative contract with NBC, Marie has privately confessed to friends that she thinks her popularity has peaked. And that at her young age, she thinks it could be all over for her. What do you think? Washed out at, what is she, 21, 22? Career's over. How sad. Gay or straight, the Village People. This is your favorite band, isn't it? I think it is. Mucho Macho Man. They're having a gay old time. Ever since swishing into the public eye on the crest of the disco fever, the Village People have enjoyed a man-sized success. And as for the sexual ambiguity, and I choose my words wisely here, of their image, a spokesman sets the record straight. We've even refused to do certain interviews with strictly gay newspapers. It's sometimes gotten uncomfortable since it's not our lifestyle. We just won't let this image be put upon us.
All right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, brother.
In the beginning, it was like playing a role. But at this point, the group isn't a gay group. The gay people really started discos, and when we were singing about that, we were dealing with disco. We are giving credit to the people who got disco going. We never have played gay, and we've never pretended that we were. After he said in the beginning we played a role about being gay, later he says we've never played gay and have never pretended we were. We are singing something that more than one type can relate to. Well, there's your cheap, trashy showbiz report this morning from Stereo 101. Here's Lynyrd Skynyrd. Stereo 101. Starting off with the Beatles and Loverboy. What was that? Oh, that was terrible. Something just came up. I'm drinking milk this morning. I have a stomach ache, so... Jeez, that was really strange. It was like a... Well, I'm sorry. 8:15. I'm sorry, okay? What can I say? 8:15, a quarter after 8 on the Twin Cities Rockin' Fest, where we just gave Chet Wallace of St. Paul $1,000 just for listening to 101. We catch you listening, we'll give you at least $1,000, too. Free cash every day from the Rockin' Best. No silly games, no dorky contests. Just our sincere thanks for rocking with 101.
In Minneapolis only. Shown for the first time anywhere in a special advance preview.
818, 18 after 8 at the Twin Cities Rockin' Best. Stereo 101 time for the news, weather, sports, and commentary. A sit-in, or maybe you'd call it a sit-out, lasted over 4 hours yesterday at the Jordan High School. That's part of a student protest. Between 200 and 300 students left classes in the morning and sat outside till after 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's because of grievances with the school system and its administration. Students were upset at getting no response from the Jordan School Administration on their concerns, and they decided to fight back. Students wanted a non-voting student on the school board, an annual class trip, a change in attendance policy, better relations with the school board, which to this point hasn't been very easy to communicate with, and answers to why cutbacks in sports and band take place when landscaping work continues. Good point. The students are also upset with teacher resignations. Principal Donald Tillman says he'll meet with the students to solve things. Sunny skies today, occasional clouds tonight. Good opening day for baseball. High today around 65. There is a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms, though, late in the day today, and partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 60. Tonight's low 40. Right now in the cities, it is 48 degrees. We're going up 10 degrees in the past hour. Incredible. 48 degrees with Charlie Daniels, their buddy, on the Twin Cities Rockin' Best 101 FM.